We're starting again, Yerodea, Simin, Reish, Pei, Vav. Okay, we're going to do most of Aleph, and the next time we're going to do Beis. Now, there's a little piece of Aleph that really belongs in Beis, and that is the topic of storage, machsan, that we're going to save for the next time. It's very involved. So, the Braisa in Yuma, and Daf Yid Aleph tells us, Tan Rabbanim, Bish Arecha, Echad Sherei Batim. So it says, Uchsav Tama Mezuzas Beisecha, on the mezuzas of your house, and your gates. So what's a gate? Says the Braisa, Bish Arecha. Echad Sherei Batim, gates of your home, Ve'echad Sherei Chatzera, gates of a chatzer, Ve'echad Sherei Medinot, gates of a country or province, Ve'echad Sherei Ayarot, gates of a city, yesh ben chovat mitzvah lamakom. Shenema, uchsavtama mizuzos beisecha uvisharecha. Okay. Now, let's see this in Shulchan Aruch, Yerodea Reish Peivav Sivav. Eilo makomos shechayavim b'mezuzot. Echa sharei batim, we have the gates of the home, sharei chatzirot, Medinot va'ayarot. That's from the Braisa Yuma Daf Yud Aleph. Now there is that's a Hebrew or Torah Dika way of phrasing things. Okay. Oh, it's interesting. Usually it says echa this and echa that, meaning both. Whether it's like this, like the echa this, echa that. Here you only see echa. Echa. Yeah, interesting. Or maybe he means something deeper. Let's see. Okay, so the question is the gates of Chatzer and an ear, is that the same biblical daraisa obligation as the gates of a home? So that is a machlokes. Many Rishonim say yes, some say no. As Deir Shu phrases it, Yesh Shekasu, that they're all Daraisa, Yesh Shekasu, that they are Midrabbana. And some say that all everyone agrees the Chatzirot is Min HaTorah. Maybe it's only Medinot and Ayarot. Okay, now. There is another discussion. Is a chatzer inherently chayev? We mentioned this yesterday. Is a chatzer inherently chayev in mezuzah, just like a home? Whether you hold this d'oraisa, the rabbanan shouldn't matter. Is the chatzer inherently chayev, or a chatzer is chayev? Your courtyard, your yard, your courtyard is chayev because it's just a way of getting into your house. So that seems to, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch, maybe that's the significance of the word echad. I didn't notice that word. Because it's not a regular usage, echad this, echad that, meaning whether like that. Maybe he's coming to tell us they're all in the same category. A home, a chatzer, a medina, and an ear. Maybe that was the point of the echad. That's what it sounds like. And in the Sefer, Pitzchei Mezuzos, he brings down that the based on the fact that Shulchan Aruch just says Sharei Chatzerot, he said like this. Most poskim hold that a chatzer is daraisa. Some say it's the rabbanan, and the pasuk is an asnach leba'alma. Most rishonim hold that the chatzer is not inherently chayev, only because it leads up to the house. The chatzer itself does not have its own inherent chiyuv. It's chayev because it's a way of getting to the house. It's like kind of secondary to the house, and the chiyev stems from the chiyev of the house. It's a way of getting into the house. That is the opinion of the Chazon Ish. According to the and this is very important for us. There is no difference between a chatzer and a merpeset. That means according to the Chazon Ish, and this is according to Pesachim Mezuzos, quoting Rav Vaznar, Minigim B'nei Brak, you will never, ever put a mezuzah going out to the merpeset or going out to the chatzer. You will put it on the other side, going from the merpeset into the house and going from the chatzer into the house. That's the Chazon Ish. That's the Chazon Ish. So Rav Ozna says that the minig in Bnei Brak is like the Chazon Ish. Okay. Hold on. Now, if you look around, you'll see. You have merpesets. Everyone here has a merpeset. So some people have the mezuzah on the right side. Some people have the mezuzah on the left side. You'll see by a chatzer also. Perhaps it's less, I think less by a chatzer by us. Probably, I don't know, maybe more in America. I'm not sure. They have a backyard, although some put it on the right, some put it on the left. The Chazon Ish will never put it on the right side going out to the merpeset, going out to the chatzer. He says the whole obligation of these things is only because they are tafel, subordinate to the house, and it's a way of getting into the house. So it's always going to be on the right side going into the house, never on the right side going out to the chatzer or the merpeset. However, hold on. Other Rishonim hold that it is inherently chayev. The chatzer has its own inherent chiyuv. It's like a room. There's no difference between a chatzer, a merpeset, and a room of your house. And that seems to be the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, according to that, when you have a... Okay, so now, Dirishu here brings down five nafkaminas. Is it its own inherent chiyuv, or only because it's a way of getting into the house? And according to the Shulchan Aruch, oftentimes, let's say a merpeset, you will put it on the right side going out to the merpeset, just like you put it on the right side going into the bedroom, into the kids' room, the parents' room, whatever, the playroom, the den. You'll put it on the right side going to the merpeset, or the right side going out into the chatzer, perhaps. Yes, what do you want
to
say?
According to the first opinion, even if there's no other way to the merpeset except in the house, he would still say that.
Correct. We'll get there right now. Correct. Okay. So there's two, good. There's two types of chatzer and two types of merpeset. There's a chatzer where the only way to get to the chatzer is through the house. And then there's a chatzer where you have a door to the outside. You could go from the street or whatever, from the street into the chatzer, into the house. Okay? So let's start with a chatzer and a merpeset that has no other way to get there except through the house, which is most of our merpesets. Most of our merpesets, but there could be chatzers like that also. Okay. So it's called a chatzer stuma. It's closed. The only way to get there is through the house. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're going to put it on the right side going out into the chatzer. The chatzer is like a room of the house. There's no difference. The chatzer is chayev, the room is chayev, into the room. And Pisgei Mezuzah says that in Minig Yerushalayim. Minig Yerushalayim is not like the Chazon Ish. Minig Bnei Brak is like the Chazon Ish. Minig Yerushalayim is like the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, that you would put it going out to the merpeset or going out to the chatzer if the chatzer has no other way of coming into it. Although we'll discuss that in a minute. According to the Chazon Ish, you're never going to put it on going out into the chatzer. The chatzer doesn't count. The only significance of the chatzer is the way into your house. Oh. And therefore, the chatzer doesn't count. It's pater. It's pater. So the merpeset doesn't count. Oh. And therefore, you're only going to put it on the right side going into the house. Right side going into the house.
The mezuzah is on the house. Okay.
The mezuzah for the house. Going into the house. Oh, there's no way to get to the merpeset. So what? Now, the merpeset itself is pater. So yeah. Now I'm so in the merpeset. I want to go into the house. The house needs a mezuzah.
That's why. Okay.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about, I have a merpeset, regular merpeset, there's no way to get to except through the house. Okay? According to the Shulchan Aruch, Minig Yerushalayim, I will put it on the right side. According to the Chazon Ish, Minig Bnei Brak, I will put it on the left side, which is the right side going into the house. Now, I also have a small garden. And the small garden has a door, a public staircase, you know, that we share with the other neighbors, and you could theoretically go from the staircase through the door of the chatzer. We have a doorway with a full door with a tzuras ha-pesach from the staircase into the chatzer, into the house.
That's coming from the street.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So, everyone agrees that I'm going to put a mezuzah when I'm by the street and I have a Tzuras HaPesach, I'm going to put it on the right side going into the chatzer. We didn't get yet to the controversial between the chatzer and the house. But between the street and the chatzer, I'm going to put it on the right side. Either because the chatzir inherently is chayiv, or because the chatzir is tufel to the house, but I'm going, it's a way of getting into the house. Uh-huh. So it's an entrance, so sort of like an entrance way. Everyone would hold on the right side, going into the chatzir, because that's the way to get into the house. What about the next doorway between the chatzir and the house? So they basically say like this. My house is complicated. According to the Chazon Ish, you're going to put it, for sure, you're never going to put it on the right side going into the Chatzer from the house, because the Iker is the house. The Chatzer doesn't count. Chatzer only counts as a way of getting into the house. So I'm putting it on the right going into the Chatzer from the Rishus HaRabim, but now when I'm in the Chatzer, I'm going to put it on the right side going into the house. According to the Chazon Ish, you're always going to do that. What about, according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Minhag Yerushalayim, where I put my mezuzah on the right side going out to the merpeset? So now what am I going to do? So it depends if this is the main way of getting into the house or not. If this is your main way of getting into the house, then for sure, you're going to put it on the right side going into the house. That's the way you get into the house. What if it's not your main way of getting into the house? I have a front door. We almost, except for Corona, and maybe things change then, I don't know. Aside from Corona, we never, ever, 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 never, ever use that entrance of our house. Not as an entrance, not as an exit. Unless there's Arabs working in the building and we prefer to sneak out and not walk past that. But basically, we'll never, ever, ever use that entrance. So, I mean, that's perhaps more extreme. But even if you use it 20% of the time, if you don't use it 80% of the time, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're going to put it going out into the chatzer, not into the house. Because that's not the normal way you go into the house. Normally, you come to the house through the main door, and then you want to go into the chatzer. You're going to go through the house into the chatzer. You're going to put it on the right side going out to the chatzer. So if it's the main way you come in, you're going to put it on the right side going from the chatzer into the house. If not, that's part of the machlokes between the Chazon Ish. He says you still put it on the right side going into the house, because you'll never put it on the right side going out. And according to the Shulchan Aruch, it seems you're going to put it on the right side going out into the chatzer. Okay, so that is the story of the chatzer. So let's read that again. So, Eidah makom eshachay b'mezuzah echad sharibatim sharichatzeros medinos v'ayaros. Okay. Now the next few words really are the topic of Sif Beis. Refet bakar v'lulin v'otzus yayin v'shem. Okay, we said the chicken coop and the barn and your wine cellar and your oil cellar. Okay, those are also, we can leave that on the side, but we'll save that for next time because that's really the topic of Sif Beis. Why it was split up, it's discussed, but it's, I didn't fully understand why it had to be in two separate Sifim. Ubeis Ha'isha, so that's a discussion. Women also, the reward for having a mezuzah is a long life. Women also want to have a long life. That's one of the reasons women are obligated in mezuzah. You could just say more simply, it's a non-time-bound positive mitzvah. Women are obligated in mitzvahs that are not time-bound. A woman's house. Single woman living on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. So, is she chayav in mezuzah? Yes, just like her male counterpart. Ubeis ha-shutfim kulam chayavim. All these people are chayav. What's the beis ha-shutfim? A house jointly owned by partners. So this is a Gemara in Chulin, Adav Kuf Lamid Hey. The Gemara entertains the possibility. The pasuk says, "Ukchartam os, uchsavtam al mizuzos beisecha." Beisecha is singular. Maybe only if I own the house. It's not an exact comparison, but a lulav. We can't jointly own the lulav on the first day of Sukkot. It has to be lachem. It has to be my lulav. So maybe we should say the same thing over here. Beisecha has to be your house. If you two partners own a house, no good. That's what you might think. The Gemara says, no, look at the next pasuk, the end of the pasuk. L'man yirbu yimeichem v'yimei v'neichem. You, in plural, your days and your children's days will be, you'll have a long life. Yirbu yimeichem. It doesn't say yamecha, b'nei yimeichem. It's in plural. So plural seems to indicate even if the home is owned by a plural, by partners, there's still going to be a chiyuv of mezuzah. That's what the Gemara says in Chulin, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins here. Shutafim, partners, are chayiv in mezuzah. Now the Gemara says, so then why does it say beisecha in singular? So now the Gemara answers something that we'll get. Derech bi'asla. That always goes on the right side. The way you walk into the house, you usually put your right foot before your left foot. So derech bi'asla. So ask the Rishonim, why doesn't he say, and the Gemara over there is discussing all sorts of partnerships where the if a guy is a partner, then it's not chayiv. If the guy's a partner in your field, there's a discussion about Chumas and Rises. If the guy's a partner in your sheep, you have to give Rashis Hagez, the beginning of the shearings, to the coin. If the guy's a partner in your animal, and he has a firstborn male, does it have a status of a Bechor? There's all sorts of things that we are going to exclude you from the mitzvah, discussion about Ariso Seichem, Hafresh Eschala. If the guy owns a piece, it exempts you from certain mitzvahs. So why doesn't the Gemara say that mezuzah is one of those mitzvah, the guy owns a piece, it exempts you? Gemara doesn't say that. So Tosis just leaves it with the Tzarchin. The Rashba answers, mezuzah is an obligation on the one living there. And mezuzah is for shmira. And even if you're living there with a guyish, a partner, you need shmira, and it's going to be chayiv. There's a Mordechai who says, no, he wants to say that the shutf, I don't know what he does with the Gemara exactly, the shutfus of a guy is putter. If the guy owns a piece, it's going to be putter. That's the Mordechai. The Rashba says, no, even if the guy has a piece, it's going to be chayiv. So this is what we spoke about yesterday, and I was struggling. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin's like the Rashba. He makes no distinction. He just says, Beis HaShutfim Kulam Chayavim. He doesn't tell you, is your partner a Jew, a guy, this, that. Doesn't matter. Hagah notes says, Ramah V'dafka K'shebeis HaShutfim Yisraelim. Only if the partners are Jewish. Of a bayish, you saw a guy, but a house, or a room, a Jew and a guy share, Potter mi mezuzah. It's Potter from mezuzah. So the Ramah is paskining, like Mordechai, that if the guy owns a piece of the house, it's potter from mezuzah. And the Shulchan Aruch is paskining, like the Rashba, that if a guy owns a piece of the house, it doesn't affect your obligation, you're still obligated. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down a tema. He doesn't understand the Ramah. Why is Ramah paskining to Mordechai? There's a Rashba. He brings down a number of Rishonim that disprove the Mordechai, and the Gemara sounds not like the Mordechai, so the Aruch HaShulchan is bothered. Why is the Ramah paskening this way? Okay. Now this is a Machlokes Mechaber Ramah. And now the Aruch HaShulchan has a tame on the Ramah. So oftentimes we'll say, okay, so do it like without a bracha, you know, to be worried about the opinion of the other opinion. Even though the Ramah says you're putter. Now the Ramah continues. Now look at the Shach. Hold on. Let's see the Ramah Hagah. V'davka k'shebeis HaShutfim Yisraelim, Jewish partners of Albayis Yisrael. The guy patur mi mezuzah. Look at the Bir Agra. Ois beis Bir Agra. Aval the Rashba pasak dechayav based on that Gemara and Chulin. V'ayim b'Mordechai. So the Mordechai is Makel. He says you're exempt. But the Rashba says you're chayiv. That's the Gra's pointing out the Rashba. Does that mean the Gra's passing like the Shulchan Aruch? I don't know. Maybe. Look at the Shach. Bayis, joint partnership, Jew and Guy Potter, says the Shach, Kevin Shem mixes who shall Guy. Because a part of it is owned by the Guy. I was bothered by this line yesterday. But now, this is the Pshat. According to the Mordechai, according to the Ramah, if a Guy owns a piece of the house, it exempts the house from mezuzah. Why that should be, it seems to be against the Gemara. Many Rishonim disagree. I don't know. Neither does the Aruch HaShulchan. That's his kasha on the Ramah. And in the Beis Yosef, in the Shulchan Aruch wrote a book called Berech HaBayit. On his own Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch there says explicitly, like the Rashba, that having a goyish partner is still going to be chayef. Now the Ramah continues. V'chein chatzeros or yaros shemixes goyim darim sham pturin mi mezuzah. If you have a chatzer in a city that have some goyim living there, it's going to be pater mi mezuzah. So what's going on with this? So this is what I understood from the Pisrei Mezuzah. He has in the back, very clear. In the first half of the Sefer, he goes through Shulchan Aruch with lots of commentary, like running commentary, like Mishnah Berurah on Hilchos Mezuzah. In the back, he just says bottom line, but it's very clear. So he says like this: when you have a city that has goyim in it, if you have so a city is different than a house. If a house, if the goyim is a piece of the house, boom. According to the Mordechai, the Ramah, it's not chayiv. But a city, just have one guy living in the city, is not going to exempt the city from a mezuzah. A city is different than a house. So he says, if you have a city with goyim, if it's Rov Yisrael, if it's mostly Jewish, we look at the majority. If it's mostly goyim, it's a goyish city, no mezuzah. If it's mostly Jews, it's a Jewish city. And it is chayiv in mezuzah. However, there's other considerations. Because when you're dealing with a house, a roommate has a non-Jewish roommate, so there's an understanding between the Jew and the guy. So he understands that your mezuzah is a religious article. You're not doing some magic with it. It's just a piece of parchment you put on the wall because that's what it says in your testament, right? He doesn't think of it. But we're dealing with a city, so there are other considerations, which the Gemara already talks about. It could be dangerous. It could be physically dangerous. They could think that you're trying causing trouble. They could decide use it as an excuse to fine you, which is also discussed. Or they can just rip it down and disgrace it. So there's a lot of technical external considerations. So if the city is mostly goyim, it's patur. And Dirshu brings down from the Chovas Hadar, the Sefer Nechaz Mezuzah, that according to that, the old city of Yerushalayim is not chayiv in mezuzah, because most of the old city of Yerushalayim is not Jewish, and therefore not chayiv in mezuzah. I wanted to have someone ask with mezuzah, which I don't have a chance to do yet. Like, what is? Is it a political thing? Is it a political statement? Is it is it there for chiyuv or to make a, you know, why do we have mezuzahs on the gates of Yerushalayim? I don't know. Now, if most of the city is Jewish, it's considered a Jewish city. If it's a Jewish city, then it is chayiv in mezuzah. But now there's a technical issue. It might be dangerous, physically dangerous, financially dangerous, spiritually dangerous, they're going to disgrace it, they're going to steal it, they're going to rip it down. So therefore, that's what the Ramah is saying over here. So the first half of the Ramah is saying, make her a din if a guy has a piece of the house, it's butter. Then he goes into the second half, where he says, you have mixes goyim, so if there's a majority goyim, it's pater. If you have a minority of goyim, so then really it's chayiv, except you have these other external considerations. It shouldn't be dangerous, it shouldn't be disgraced, and therefore, it's going to be pater mi mezuzah for extraneous, technical, practical reasons. So that is... Your dance in Reish Peivav, Sif out.